is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a BetMGM Friday on the Michigan Sports Network. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Sign up now and use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to win free bets. That's bonus code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up right now. New customer offer paid in free bets. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 for free bets. That's SHEPBET100. Sign up now.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time for another Football Friday on the only statewide syndicated afternoon sports radio show we're heard on 20 incredible radio stations, including 96.1 The Game, our new flagship station in Grand Rapids that you also can hear in Muskegon and Kalamazoo as long as GR, or as well as GR. I guess Kalamazoo to GR is long, so it could be as long as you're driving from Kalamazoo to GR. You can listen on 96.1 The Game. We're also happy to be in Detroit on three radio platforms, 93.5 FM, 99.1 FM, and 94.7 FM, HD Channel 2, The Roar. Motor City Sports Talk, they just debuted less than 3 weeks ago, and 18 other incredible radio stations like 104.7 FM and AM 1340, The Ticket, Charlevoix, Petoskey, to the Bridge, Northern Michigan's sports leader. Complete list of all the stations when you're traveling around Michigan at thehugeshow.net. Also on the iHeart mobile app and the iHeart in-vehicle app, you can search The Huge Show to listen anywhere in the world on the iHeart app. Football Friday means us that we'll break down Michigan State, their biggest game of the year, on the road against the U in Miami at noon tomorrow. They're a 6-point underdog on the DraftKings Sportsbook board. I took Michigan State last night with Tommy Rosenbach from Bean Garter. I like him. Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News, Spartan Insider, will join us, get his thoughts on the Spartans and the Canes in South Florida. We'll do that. Superfly to Kevin, the traffic guy, just bring by cookies again on the Friday. He's awesome. He's one of the great traffic guys in America. He's like the Walter Cronkite of fender benders. Oh, you never eat his cookies. I think that's rude. That is rude. Eat his cookies. People at 96.1 The Game, they give me cookies. They give me food. They got vending machines that take my Apple Pay off my phone. Is this the radio Field of Dreams? He's coming back for more cookies. He's the Cookie King. We'll also preview Michigan and Northern Illinois. Here comes the traffic guy dropping off cookies. Thank you, my man. Look at this. This is awesome. Happy Doing like Happy Friday. What a great thing on Fridays. A different cookie. Now, if there's a pileup right now on 131 South, it's not happening on the radio because he's passing out cookies, but I'll take it. Just good people, man. We're wrapping up our third week. We also have our DraftKings Sportsbook NFL Power Hour coming up later. Merrill Hodge, former Steeler, former ESPN NFL matchup co-host, is with us on Fridays throughout the regular season at 5:25 every Friday. He texted me last night and he said, I'm watching film. I spent 2 days watching the Lions and the Niners, looking at the Packers. He's going to break it down. We'll also talk about Stafford and the Colts. That's still not a top-shelf team he's playing. And I'll get his thoughts on breaking down the film between Goff and Stafford. So we'll check in on the DraftKings Sportsbook NFL Power Hour. I think Lomas Brown, man, he is awesome. Eric Zane Show podcast calls him the greatest NFL broadcaster right now in America, if not the world. So Lomas, living legend with the Lions, he'll join our DraftKings Sportsbook NFL Power Hour. If you missed my conversation with Tom Izzo yesterday, from MSU football to MSU basketball to the new AD to Packer fans versus Lions fans in the UP, we'll have that in less than an hour for those of you that didn't hear it. And Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros, which is heard weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on the Michigan Sports Network. He had the radio voice of Miami football, the U play-by-play guy. That conversation on a huge replay. And Lee Sterling will end our DraftKings Sportsbook NFL Power Hour with his picks in the big three NFL games this weekend. Yeah, Joey Zagacki. Hey, how you doing? I'm Joey Zagacki, voice of Miami football. And I made my huge predictions, and on a Football Friday, you can make yours. I said Michigan in a blowout over Northern Illinois. Did I say 42-10? At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. I think I went with 42-10. Yeah, I said Michigan 42, Northern Illinois 10, MSU 31, Miami 28. I want your huge predictions on both games. I did have Rick Middleton. I don't think he's any relation to the Denny Middleton who's playing with the hype on Friday, October 1st at Pulaski Days at Eastern Avenue Hall. He said CMU 72, LSU 3. Come on. Come on. Man. 70. I know LSU got hammered by UCLA. Does CMU have a chance? Western plays Pittsburgh. I could see both teams losing by three touchdowns. Pitt doesn't have a lot of offense. LSU on the road. Still a hostile place. I need your predictions. I'll let you predict CMU, LSU, Western Pitt, Michigan, Northern Illinois, and Michigan State. Miami. How many Spartan fans are with me? They get a W against the U. You can join in 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. That is the word HUGE to 21,000. We also have a few minutes left, maybe 15, 20. Go to at Huge Show, The Huge Show on Facebook. And when I come back from our first break, we'll announce a winner of a pair of tickets for Northern Illinois, Michigan. Pretty decent seats, courtesy of our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. So this is, you'll have about, 15 minutes to go to at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and we'll do the drawing. I would say within a half hour, we'll have the winner drawn. So you have maybe 10 minutes or so to enter at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. What do you think of that Thursday night NFL game last night? Man. I mean, the Giants just gave that away. I'm still trying to figure out if any former Belichick coaches can be successful in the NFL because they all seem to have culture issues. And that goes back to Charlie Weiss, if we want to roll to the Notre Dame days. I think they all believe that they are Belichick because they coached under him and they walk in with this arrogance that turns off their team. And I'm talking about Judge with the Giants. And the Washington football team, they're nothing to write home about. But you jump off sides and you give Hopkins another shot at the game-winning field goal and he hits it. I love the NFL. I mean, I think it's bigger and better than ever before. And they got through their pandemic here. It is funny how we get to a weekend where there's high school crowds and NFL crowds and indoor stadiums and outdoor. And it's like the COVID conversation is Tuesday through Thursday, right? And then the weekends, here come the football stadiums. And there are indoor stadiums and outdoor stadiums. And I'm not going to get particular with any of you. And I'm not going to talk COVID. I just find it so refreshing doing a Football Friday statewide on the Michigan Sports Network that it's awesome not to have a conversation about COVID going into great high school games tonight all across the state. Michigan State at Miami at noon tomorrow on ABC. Watching Michigan is fun again. Tigers. I'm watching them into September, seeing if they got a shot at finishing 500. Look at AAA Toledo. I see they qualified for the playoffs. Can't wait for the Pistons to start. Wings, you know, talked to Izzo yesterday. Wait till what Juwan does with Michigan basketball. Man, we're going to have a big fall into a big winter into a huge spring. This is all good, folks. It really is. And I do want to remind everybody listening that the Thursday night game is always a freebie. So in the Beat Huge contest, where you try and beat my weekly pro football picks and you could win that $1,000 in cash, Tom Rosenbach, the managing partner at Bean Garter, told us last night that if we get to 400 entries this week, which would be up until noon Sunday at thehugeshow.net, he will bump up the grand prize by $500 and throw in dinner for two at Leo's in downtown Grand Rapids. So make sure you tell your friends, your family, your coworkers, go enter by noon every Sunday at thehugeshow.net. Get your picks in. And if you want that NFL inside information, former Steeler Merrill Hodge, DraftKings Sportsbook NFL Power Hour is coming up at the end of this broadcast. And Merrill checks in live every Friday at 5:25 p.m. Superfly Hayes told me that his dad, Hammerin' Hank Hayes, in Rockford, Michigan, at their mini sheep and mini horse farm, grew up a Steelers fan. And when Brett told him that he talks to Merrill every Friday, Hammerin' Hank said, "Could you tell him Hank, the Steeler fan, said hello?" And Brett asked me, can I do that? Because he doesn't know Merrill well. And I said, yes, do that. So then I texted Merrill and I said, could Brett tell you that his dad is a lifelong Steelers fan? And he said, no. So that's it. Merrill won't allow it. You can do it, Superfly, okay? For Hammer and Hank. I need your huge predictions on Miami and Michigan State, Michigan, Northern Illinois, even Central and LSU and Western and Pitt. You can join us live when 866-838-4843. That's when 866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. And also, opt in on the Huge text chain. Easiest way to do it. You get a great day like this. You got art prize in downtown Grand Rapids. You're busy. You want to comment, you want to make your predictions, opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. That is the word HUGE to 21,000. We'll talk about the Spartans' road trip to South Florida. Matt Charbonneau follows Michigan State football for the Detroit News, and he'll join us next.
From Petoskey to Detroit, this show is huge.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
My name is Austin Brown, and I'm a pharmacist and small business owner. Getting vaccinated is an individual decision, and it's an important one, but it's one you don't have to make by yourself. There are pharmacists and doctors in your communities that want to help you and answer your questions. I'd say the most common concerns are, is it safe? How is this going to affect my body? How is this going to affect the rest of my health moving forward? And those are legitimate questions that definitely need to get answered. When people have their questions answered, it opens up a lot of doors in terms of what you're going to expect from your vaccine, how you're going to feel. And a lot of people that come through our doors, when they ask us questions, they leave here feeling more comfortable and confident about the decision that they're going to make. And that's one of the most satisfying parts of our job. It's your decision. It's safe. It's time.
Learn more at MyVaxDecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan Football Friday with Superfly Hayes as our executive producer. We originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store will stay right here in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Michigan State on the road, biggest game of the season. Northwestern was pretty big with a conference opener, but now they get a team that belongs in the top 25, a team that got hammered by Alabama, then had the letdown game, found a way to come back and win late against Appalachian State. Spartans have been well prepared. They've got it done in all phases of the game. And I think tomorrow is a showcase slash gauge game on where their season is going. Will they fight to get into a bowl and be 5-7, 6-6? Or could this team exceed expectations? It begins in South Florida. Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News, MSU Spartan football and basketball insider. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Matthew.
How you doing, Huge? How's it going?
Good. As you break down this game all week long, looking at Michigan State, what they've done in their first two W's, what you've seen from Miami of Florida, how's this game going to break down?
Well, it's interesting because we've seen how good Michigan State has run the ball the first 2 weeks. And, you know, that's been a big thing for most people who follow Michigan State because we saw how poorly they ran the ball the last few years. They were able to control the line of scrimmage. Obviously, Kenneth Walker is a big part of this. But against Miami, that's really the strength of Miami's defense, that front four. So I think we're going to learn a lot about, is Michigan State's offensive line for real? Is this running game for real? Can they control the line of scrimmage against a team like this? that's a big thing to me. If they're able to do that, take care of the ball like they have been, I think they're going to be in pretty good shape. There's certainly other parts. They, you know, defensively, they haven't been great. You want to see them be a little better there. But I think if they continue to play well up front and Kenneth Walker is able to continue to run the way he has, I mean, I think this offense is going to continue to move the ball. And that puts you in a pretty good spot to win a game that, you're right, I think is huge for this program. I mean, they win a game like this, now you start thinking, yeah, 7, 8, 9 wins. And I don't think most people even a few weeks ago were really predicting that.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of the Big Ten, like, you know, the Big Ten games in 60 minutes are really cool to watch on the Big Ten Network. And, you know, I've watched Michigan both games. I've watched Michigan State both games. Now I've had a chance to see all the teams in the Big Ten. And when I focus just on the Big Ten East, because I think Iowa far and away is the best team in the Big Ten West, and I'm looking at the East, and I'm looking at Ohio State with a great offense but no defense. Penn State, I know their defense played well against Wisconsin, but I don't know how good Wisconsin is offensively. I watched them against Ball State, and again, you had that letdown, but they didn't look like world beaters, and I think we'll get a better gauge when they play Auburn this weekend. And I'm starting to look at the Big Ten East, and it's not as tough in my mind as it looked 3 weeks ago.
I'm probably with you on that. You know, but when we talk relative to Michigan State, we're also, even with the Spartans, still kind of unsure, right? I mean, we know Northwestern won the West last year, but they also lost a ton of guys, and they might be having a tough year. Youngstown State's an FCS team. So what we haven't seen Michigan State do yet is really kind of execute when they have to, meaning is there pressure on them? Do they need to complete this third down to keep a drive going in a tight game? You know, do they need to execute under pressure when Peyton Thorne's being flushed out of the pocket? We haven't seen much of that yet. So we're still a little unsure, I think, just like a lot of the teams you just mentioned. You know, how sure are we that Penn State's that good? I mean, 2 weeks in, we just don't know. I think this is such a huge week for so many of those games, and Michigan State being one of them. I mean, this is going to tell us so much about what we're really watching. If Michigan State's able to still do all those things, you're talking about a legit team in this division. Same with so many of these other teams. So I just think it's a massive week for a lot of teams, of Michigan State especially.
Matt Charbonneau does a great job following Michigan State football and basketball on the Detroit News website, in the paper, and also his own Twitter feed. Just look up Matt Charbonneau. It sounds exactly, or it spells out exactly the way I just said it. Good luck with that. Like the old, who was the baseball player? Was it Joe Charbonneau?
Joe, yes. Rookie of the Year with the Indians, yeah.
Yeah, I was going a little old school right there. That's kind of cool. What are your keys for a Michigan State win tomorrow? So Michigan State fans are watching that game early. It kicks off at noon in South Florida. This is happening, let's say, through the first quarter. Matt Charbonneau is there at the press box at Hard Rock Stadium, and you'll say this could be a good day for the Spartans.
Well, they'd start with a 75-yard touchdown, right? I mean, that's kind of how it goes at this point. Obviously, that's not going to happen every week, but again, it's some of the things I said. If they're taking care of the ball, but if they're able to move the ball on the ground, you know, if they're able to look like they're controlling things up front, I think that's going to be huge. They don't necessarily have to have this giant lead, but if it looks like they're able to move the ball, sustain drives, I think that's big. And then defensively, they really got to avoid the big plays. That was something that hurt them at Northwestern. And then if you watched last week against Youngstown, they did allow a couple longer drives, longer scoring drives. So we're a little still unsure about them defensively in terms of the run game and those things. But if they're moving the ball consistently, they're getting off the field defensively on third down early in that game, I think you're going to feel pretty good about what they're doing.
And if on the flip side, if this is happening on the Miami-Florida side of things with the U, it's going to be a long day for the Spartans. What would be at the top of that list?
Yeah, if they're getting after the quarterback, they're putting pressure on Peyton Thorne, and he's unable to really scan that field to make things happen, I think that's going to really give the Michigan State offense some problems. And then if Miami's able to run the ball consistently, it's been hit and miss. They've had some injuries there, but I'm still wondering if Michigan State, you know, how they are against the run. If Miami's able to do that, control the line of scrimmage that way, because Michigan State's been out a few guys along that defensive line. We'll see if some of the ends like Drew Beasley and Drew Jordan are back tomorrow. That's still a little up in the air. So if Miami's able to do that and run the ball that way, I think Miami's in good shape at that point.
I like what I see so far, and I agree with you. We just don't know. I mean, that really is a, you know, outside of Iowa, who went and won at Iowa State, and you could say Penn State winning in Madison, that's always a big W when you can go there, any team, in or out of conference, and get a win. So maybe in Ohio State, they were challenged in their first big game, and they lose at home to Oregon. Michigan, you know, you could say beating Washington, but then Washington had lost the week before to Montana. You know, if Washington would have been 1-0 and still in the top 25, that would be a win where you would say, okay, I think they're ready to go. I love it. The start for Michigan State, Michigan, the Big Ten. Can't wait for that game tomorrow. Charbonneau actually is getting on a private jet. Graham Couch Enterprises had a drawing from active Spartan football media members, and Matt made the high bid of $1.25. So that was cool.
Yeah, Graham's paying me to travel with him.
That's what I'm saying. The bidding was not. Graham goes, can we start it at $1? And it ended at $1.25.
As long as I don't run into him next to the pool, we're doing okay.
Well, and by the way, Graham Couch Enterprises, I was looking at their website. Their business travel plane also is a crop duster in the DeWitt area.
You got to make the most of it, right?
Hey, safe travels. Thanks for your time, and enjoy Michigan State and Miami.
Thanks, Hugh. See you.
All right, Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Meyer, proud to be a longtime partner of Michigan State Athletics and a ton of youth, high school, college, and pro teams throughout Michigan. So when you're shopping at your local Meyer, you're basically shopping for your local community. Huge predictions. I made them earlier. Michigan State 31, Miami 28, Michigan 42, Northern Illinois 10. Rick Middleton, a listener, tweeted, was it 72-3 Central would beat LSU? Somebody commented on our text chain, that sounds like a huge prediction. So I'll take your predictions on the two big boy games tomorrow for Michigan and Michigan State. 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Just text the word HUGE to 21,000. You don't get crushed with ads or bounce backs, and that means you can text us anytime you want to. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. And I had a comment on the Huge text chain from John listening on 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. How do I get into the Beat Huge contest? Thursday night game is a freebie. You have until Sunday every week to play for free at thehugeshow.net. And that $1,000 in cash from Tom Rosenbach and Bean Garter, one of America's top accounting and business firms, could be yours. Get your picks in now at thehugeshow.net.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Kick off the new pro football season with the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter my bonus code, SHEPBET, and your first wager is totally risk-free up to $1,000. Join the action for all the Gridiron Showdowns from Thursday through Monday night each week. And when you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on some of the biggest games in pro football. From hard-hitting tackles to epic touchdowns, the king of sportsbooks takes every play to a whole new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter my bonus code, SHEPBET, and you'll get back up to $1,000 on your very first wager. New customer offer, paid and free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
This show is huge.
Hi, everyone. Former NFL running back Merrill Hodge here. Make sure you join me every Friday at 5:25 p.m. on the DraftKings NFL Power Hour with Huge on the Michigan Sports Network. We'll break down the upcoming Lions game and the biggest games of the weekend in the NFL. The DraftKings NFL Power Hour kicks off every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on the Huge Show across Michigan.
This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for your local Meyer. Now everybody knows Meyer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. Can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Let's go get an update on Michigan Northern Illinois on Saturday at the Big House, and also Michigan football recruiting. Landed a stud defensive lineman, Chris Ballas, for the Wolverine.com. The Michigan insider on the Huge Show is standing by in the Meijer guest line. And Chris, we'll get to the game Saturday in a moment, but the news I was seeing from the Wolverine.com on Michigan football recruiting.
Yeah, big defensive lineman out of California. Initially committed to Boise State. Now, the thing with him is that he's one of those diamond in the rough guys, so it's not going to be exciting for a lot of people because he's not a four-star guy, but he is all muscle. Our EJ Holland talked to his coach last week, and he said, you know, this kid is really starting to gain notice. He's got no fat on him. He changed his body. I think he's got 7 sacks in 2 weeks, or not 2 weeks, in 3 games in one of the toughest leagues in California. And you have to look up his name, man, because it escapes me right now, believe it or not. So I just wrote about him this morning. I'm getting old. But he is he's a big kid, 295 pounds now. So, and they're going to be taking a lot of defensive tackles in this class, Bill. They've got to shore up that defensive line. As we've seen, there's not enough depth there right now. But these guys have exceeded expectations in the early going. This kid was on campus and loved what he saw and switched to Michigan on the spot.
Yeah, I would think Saturday night with that scene and the maze out and Washington and national TV cameras, that game, I don't say it will make the season, but it had to help any recruits they had on campus.
And it would have hurt tremendously if they'd lost. They needed to keep the momentum going against a team that's probably not as good as people thought they were going into the season, and that's not to take away from the win. It was a great win, but the atmosphere was unbelievable. I think some people have said it was one of the top 5 that they've heard, the night game against Notre Dame being number 1, but Washington is a good the Washington game was just a dynamite atmosphere at night, and they do night games well there. So Will Johnson was there, 5-star corner, with Damani Jackson. This kid is going to be he's a USC commitment right now, but with the turmoil there and his dad grew up a Michigan fan, they're going to have a chance to switch him to another 5-star in the defensive backfield. So that would be a great, great addition to that class if they can do that.
The name that you wrote about earlier today, the recruit who switched from Boise State to Michigan, is Mason Graham, who is 6'4", 295, defensive lineman out of Mission Viejo, California. So he flips from Boise State to Michigan. I did see one of the football photos on his Twitter feed. The dude looks like a house. He looks like he has an NFL body, and he's a senior in high school.
Yeah, and that's a great thing. You've got a kid on the roster right now, Whitley, from Oregon State transfer, who doesn't look like he has an NFL body. He's in terrible shape right now. If he gets in better shape, he's going to be one of those big guys in the middle. But this is a college-ready kid, and like his coach said, he might be a plug-and-play guy. And, you know, that's, you don't really see that from freshman defensive tackles, so you don't want to get ahead of yourself. But this is the kind of kid that you need up front. They're looking for bigger bodies, whereas Don Brown, the former defensive coordinator, was looking for smaller guys and quicker guys. They want guys up front that are going to be stout and stop the run, and this kid certainly qualifies.
Chris Ballas from the Wolverines.com, the Michigan Insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Northern Illinois, Michigan. Do you expect, similar to what Michigan State did last week, working on their passing game against Youngstown State, will we see McNamara throw the ball more on Saturday?
I hope so. That's one area that they're going to need to shore up, and a lot of play action. They're going to start trying to run the ball. Don't get me wrong. They're going to want to establish that and get the win. But there are a lot of things they can do, like Jim Harbaugh said earlier in the week, with play action when the running game is working so well. That's something that they're going to try to do. They're going to find a new number one receiver, frankly, with Ronnie Bell out with a knee injury for the entire season, the former number one receiver. So went down in the first game. So whether it's Daylon Baldwin or Roman Wilson or Cornelius Johnson, somebody's got to emerge where we can see that he's got a rapport with Cade McNamara, quarterback, where when they need a pass, a completed pass on third down, he's got confidence to go to those guys. So that's something I want to see. I want to see them scheme some guys open too, and I've been saying this for a few years now. It seems like their routes are too easy to cover at times when you watch other offenses around the country. Look at Ohio State, for example, and obviously we're comparing to the best, but when you're at Michigan, that's what you should probably do. And you see receivers running open all the time. You just don't seem to see that here at Michigan, so that's something I'd like to see more of as we get into Big Ten play.
What's your prediction on the game?
Something similar to Western Michigan, to be honest with you. Rocky Lombardi is not a good quarterback. I think he had the one good game that I've seen him play in his career was in Ann Arbor last year, and when Michigan was kind of going through the motions, but give him credit. He picked apart that man defense. He's not going to see as much of that this week. I think he had three picks last week. They really have a weak secondary. That's a young football team. Everybody looks at that first game against Georgia Tech and says, well, if they went down there and won, well, Georgia Tech's a terrible football team. So Wyoming put up a ton of points on them. I'd be really surprised if Michigan didn't score in the 40s here. I think that Northern Illinois will get some yardage through the air, but not a lot. I would expect something like 45-17 type Michigan win.
You can follow Michigan football 24/7 at thewolverine.com. And as I mentioned earlier this hour, listen to the weekly Michigan football podcast with Chris and former Wolverine offensive lineman Doug Skeen at thewolverine.com. Chris, enjoy the game on Saturday. We'll talk Monday and look at game three for Harbaugh and the Wolverines.
Thanks, Bill.
We are cruising through a football Friday on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. For the station close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. You ever miss a show, a podcast, an interview? 24/7, they're up at thehugeshow.net. All right, so Football Friday means that we have another week of the NFL underway and college football with games last night. So week two of the NFL, I think it's officially, what, week four based on that week zero in college football. So here's what I need you to do from my friends at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Just download that DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that promo code HUGE. When you sign up, use that code HUGE. Then you can bet just $1 on any football game tonight through Monday night, and you'll get $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. So the DraftKings Sportsbook app has given all new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet at least $1 on any football game. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure. I use it. Superfly uses it. It's simple and easy to make a deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code HUGE to get your $200 in free bets instantly. That's happening this week only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the National Football League. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. So do that. Download it. Use that promo code HUGE. When you sign up, this is for new customers. And you'll get $200 in free bets on a $1 bet. And you can bet Michigan, Michigan State. You can bet tonight. You can bet the Lions on Monday night. It's going to be another full weekend of football. And I predicted Michigan 42, Northern Illinois 10, Michigan State 31, Miami of Florida 28. Michigan's back in the top 25. Spartans with the win against the U, they're back in the top 25. When was the last time Michigan State football was a top 25 team? I'll have to look that up. I just thought of that. Showcase statement game tomorrow for Michigan State. And I am extremely impressed with the coaching, the execution, the game planning, and yes, it's been Northwestern and Youngstown State. And that's why it's a showcase statement game, just like I thought Washington was, even with them losing to Montana. Okay, they still were a top 20 team before week one, and Michigan went out there and kicked their butts. I'm to the point, am I going to upgrade as Michigan? Am I going to say they could be a 10-2 team? Could they run the table? Does anybody on their schedule not look beatable right now for Michigan? And you get Ohio State at home. What, at Wisconsin, at Penn State? Could Michigan State be not only better than expected, and I thought they would be a 6-6, at least a bold team, but are they a potential 8-4, 9-3 team? They get that win tomorrow in South Florida, I think, and they re-enter the top 25. Would you Google that? Superfly, last time Michigan State football was in the top 25. Is that 3 years? Maybe four? Last time. I'll give it to the audience when we come back from our next break. Because there's just something right now with the look you have as you're Googling, your eyes are Googling. So we'll look at it together, okay, like we always do. We share moments together. We had a chance to get out and golf at the North Kent Golf Club. They're doing great things with that golf course in Rockford, right down the street from where Superfly lives. But naturally, he walked out when I'm on the first tee, and he showed up without his clubs because his roommate, who got married or will get married this weekend, went to golf at the Railside Golf Club and took Brett's clubs. So we had to share clubs, share a cart. All I can tell you is we're both stressed out as hell. That's it. Who was the old Rockford principal we ran into? Who, again, we want to give him some love. You knew him right away. Who was it, Superfly?
That was Ryan Kelly.
Ryan Kelly, yeah. Old principal and what, assistant superintendent at Rockford. And his son, was it Reed Kelly?
Yes, it was, I believe.
Getting married this weekend.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, congratulations to Reed, his wife, his bride-to-be, and to Mr. Kelly. That's, you knew him. You go, you said Mr. Lewis initially.
Yeah, I did.
And you felt bad.
I did feel bad, but
so, but man, he's a great guy.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen him.
They were right behind us there at the North Kent Golf Club, and awesome to see Mr. Kelly, and congrats to, you sure it's Reed, or was it Ryan? Ryan is the principal, right?
Yes.
Okay, Ryan is Mr. Kelly's first name.
Yep.
You sure Reed is his son?
I'm going to go 99% sure, yeah.
Nothing beats a huge show. Congratulations on getting married and we got your name wrong. Nothing. That would be typical huge show. Hey, congratulations, Reed Kelly, son of Ryan Kelly, the former Rockford principal. And his name's probably like Roger. Did you double check, make sure we got Reed Kelly and didn't blow that?
Oh, yeah, I double checked.
Okay, thank you. Well, that means we're in trouble. Thank you for double checking. 24/7, all the interviews, all the podcasts. Superfly does a great job at thehugeshow.net. You can log on and listen on your schedule when you want to at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.